Does any of you have a puppy dog? No. Would you like a puppy dog? You would. I just got it. If you wanted a puppy dog so much, do you think God would answer your prayer if you asked for one? Hey? You think he would? I'm going to tell you a story about a puppy dog, all right? Now, ever since I've been married, and that's about 30 years, I've always had a dog. And 2 years ago, I had a puppy dog. And they've always been blue heelers. I really like blue heelers. But they've got to be a special blue heeler. And I had the nicest blue heeler, but she was getting old. She was really nice. She was really nice with people. And she was really nice with other dogs, which sometimes you don't always get with blue heelers. And so, because she was getting old, I said to my wife, I said, we really should start looking for another puppy. And then we can, then the older dog can teach the younger dog some of her nice characteristics. And so I'd been looking for about 6 months. And every time I went onto the internet and I go to Gumtree or Trading Post or some of the other websites that advertise puppy dogs, there wasn't the one I wanted. And sometimes I work in Ballarat and the lady in the office, she started looking for me, helping me look for dogs as well. And she said to me one day, she said, I think... I think you're being too selective. But I wanted a puppy dog that was just right. Now, is anything wrong with that puppy dog? Well, see, he's only got one patch. He hasn't got two. So he failed. And then this is the one that I got. But what happened was my older dog, Indy, she passed away 2 years ago. And so what we were hoping to do was train the little puppy dog to be like her. Didn't happen. And about 4 weeks after Indy died, I was sitting on the couch one day and I thought, I'll have another look to see if there's any puppy dogs. And so before I started looking, I offered a prayer. Do you think a prayer would work for a puppy dog? Well, listen to the story. And so I sat there and I prayed to God and I said, if there's a puppy dog for me, may I find it. But remember what the criteria was? She had to be a perfect little dog. Does anyone see that one? So I went on the internet and there it was. This little dog, and she was one of eight, and there was only two females, and that's what she looked like. And so I rang the owner and I said, was she still available? And she said, yes. She said, we've only just put the advert up. I said, oh, that's really nice. I said, can I reserve this one? And I gave her the photo number and all that. And I said, I'll be down in 2 days to pick her up. And I was sure that because of her marking, someone was going to come along and say, I'll offer you more money. But nothing happened, so I drove down. But during this time, I'd been back to the ad and I couldn't find it. And I was thinking, this is not good. But anyway, I had the lady's number and I rang her and she assured me the dog was still there. And so we drove down. It was on the Friday before Australia Day. And so the lady, as we pulled up, the lady came out with the dog. My wife said to me, "Is that the one you want?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the one I want." We gave her the money and then I had a bit of a discussion with the lady. And she told me that this puppy dog, her mother had died about 2 weeks earlier because the snake had bitten her. And so what had happened, they'd taken the puppy dog inside and she used to sleep on the floor beside the bed. And so she became very humanised. I said to her that I had also tried to find the ad that she had placed because, just to have another look. And she told me that the ad was only up for 15 minutes because Gumtree said it was outside their guidelines and they had taken it down. So what do you think the chance of me finding that ad for the puppy dog in 15 minutes, just after I prayed? The problem is with Poppy is because her mother died and she was taken into the house, she was separated from the other puppy dogs. And so her social skills with other puppy dogs is sometimes not great, as you can see. And that's my daughter's dog. But my daughter thinks that sometimes Poppy is the devil. But I say she's an answer to prayer. And so what would you say? Say, do you think God answers prayers?